tap it in. Just tap it in. Give it a little tappy. Tap, tap, tap-a-roo.
All right, Tiger Woods. Scottie Scheffler wins again. What's that? 4 out of 5 starts for him. I know everyone wants to compare him to Tiger. I guess that's the first thing we should talk about. But Scottie beats us again.
I fucking hate this guy, man. He's so annoying. He's the most... Like, dude, just take a break. Like, that would have been an exciting event. Would it not? There was like 7, 8 guys, like, all right there. That would have been a great event. It would have been fucking perfect for the tour. And instead, it turns into an absolute snooze fest.
Yeah.
Did people enjoy that?
It definitely was not an enjoyable tournament to watch. I mean, I don't care who you are rooting for.
Well, they ruined the heritage by making it no cut. But, like, it would have been enjoyable, right? If he wasn't there?
Oh, yeah. I mean, then you would have had a Monday, maybe a Monday playoff.
Yeah, you had Cantlay, Morikawa, Sahith, Ludvig, a couple other scrubs, right?
Yeah.
Pat Rogers. I mean,
Straka, maybe. Scotty, it's just so frustrating, man. His misses don't miss. His rate of dispersion is just so low.
Yeah, and then fucking... That fucking chip in eagle. How the hell does he chip that in?
I know. I feel like that basically set the tone for the rest of the day. Like, if he didn't do that, then all of a sudden everyone's kind of live.
Like, I was wondering, like, oh, man, we're going to get away with maybe a par here.
Yeah.
Right? At best, I thought he was going to have, like, 10 feet for fucking birdie coming. How does it go in? I might have to become a god guy.
Yeah, Scotty. I mean, that's what he has going for him. And you know what? Then you head over the weekend. I know you're not into it, but Ryan Garcia, big god guy. Wins as a +600 favorite. Said all Jesus took the wheel.
Fuck
for
that
him.
Guy too.
Oh yeah, I know. I love him, but I know what you're coming from. How is Scotty statistically?
I don't know, probably fantastic. He didn't make a fucking bogey until the last hole.
I mean, even when he goes in the water on 15, he still makes a par.
I got to talk about that. Did you hear the commentators about that?
I was putting my son to bed. I was watching on my laptop on mute.
Dude, Nance was just like, wow, that par putt just really reminded me of the 13th hole at Augusta last week. I'm like, the one he made at fucking Eagle when he was 2 shots behind to fucking tie for the lead on a Saturday at Augusta reminds you of a par putt when he's fucking 5 strokes ahead? What the fuck? With 4 holes left? Like, take it easy, Jim.
Yeah, that's insane.
And then fucking Immelman was like, he was like, the momentum from that par putt really puts him in the driver's seat. I'm like... He could have fucking double bogeyed and he'd still be in the driver's seat, fucking Trevor. What the fuck?
Yeah. That course, it's like it can set up for some excitement, but it also is pretty boring when you have a guy with a big lead.
Oh, yeah. He just hits fairways. Scotty, statistically, was great.
What do you do on approach?
7.
Around the green, tee, probably 5. Going 3.
Around the green, he's actually shit. Point 2.
Wow.
Point 1 putting. It was all tee to green. Scotty showed up on fucking Wednesday, played 9 holes pre-tournament, shanked a bunker shot on Thursday, gave everybody a nice head start, only shooting 2 under, and still won the fucking tournament by fucking 4 shots.
Yeah, I tweeted this the other day. If Scotty wins this event, it's a much more ominous sign than him winning the Masters. Like, the winning the Masters is one thing, but coming back after winning the Masters, no prep, no rest, and then winning at an event where the course necessarily doesn't really suit you that well. You don't really give a fuck about winning that much.
I was just more impressed with this win than I was the Masters.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, I just think this one is like, all right, I when he won the Masters, I get it. Like, he didn't win any majors last year. He's the best player in the world. He was due to win one. This is the one that kind of puts a little fear into me.
Yeah, he's not supposed to win this event.
No.
Rahm won the Masters and he finished like 35th. That's what happens after a major. Like, if one, they shouldn't even be playing. Like, fucking PGA just made this a signature event. Scotty would never be here. Would never be at Heritage. But no. They fucking ruined it, and they made it after the Masters.
The whole scheduling really makes very little sense whatsoever. But yeah, I mean, obviously when he's in the mix, I was never surprised by the result. But feeling how I felt last Monday and how I'm shocked he won.
Shocked.
Like, obviously, after he's in the mix, neither you or I are shocked he won. But,
no, going into Sunday, you knew he was going to win.
Right, but like, but before the event started, I'm fucking absolutely shocked that he won. I don't like it.
Yeah, it's terrible. Dude, he's plus 350 for the PGA.
I mean,
he's 50-1 to win the Grand Slam.
What do we do?
That is insane. 50-1 to win the Grand Slam. That is all four majors. Fucking Tiger didn't win the Grand Slam. It's the Tiger Slam, but he didn't win all four in the same year.
Right. It's four consecutive in 2 years. But can you do that?
I don't know. He's so much better than everybody. Plus, everybody else sucks, right?
Yeah, it's not a good time. It's not a good time for everyone else.
It's like we get Scotty at his peak powers, and everybody else sucks ass. Like, all the big guns suck ass besides Ludwig.
It's a recipe for disaster. I looked back at Tiger when he was a big favorite. I think 2002 U.S. Open, he was plus 125 to win.
Yeah.
And the second favorite, and I was just thinking about odds boards wise, like how should the rest of the board react to his being such a high favorite? So the second guy was Phil at 16-1.
So can we get some of that shit? So
that's what it should be. The fifth guy.
Give me fucking Rory at the US Open at 16-1, assholes.
Yeah, that's what it should be. The second, the fifth guy, Sergio, was 25-1. But now you're making him sixth. You're like, all right, we'll just make him six and then make Rory 10.
Six anymore. He's half that. He's 3.5.
Right. But he was six, the guy was 10, 12, and 14. It's like, or 8, 10, and 12. Like, if he's going down to three, then let's see the rest of the movement.
So what do we have? Let's look at the PGA.
Oh, he's gonna
Scotty's 3.5. And then Rory is 9. And Rahm is 10. That can't be real. Those aren't real.
No, they never give real futures anymore. The whole thing is just...
And then it jumps Brooks to 16. These odds suck.
Awful.
So what is it going to be when it closes, you think? Scotty will be 3.5.
Then I think you got to go...
I mean, Rory won Valhalla last time, so he's probably second guy in, right?
10?
Yeah, so why isn't he like 14?
He should be. If it was fair, he should be. But I don't think they need to have fair odds. I mean, if they did it the right way, what do you call that, hold? Like the right hold on the market. You know, like if it should all equate to a certain, the formula should all result in a certain number. Like it all should all equal out.
Oh, yeah.
So I think it's called the hold on the market or whatever. Like they should be only getting a certain amount. So the odds should react proportionately, but I don't know if they will. Probably not.
So we're going to have to beat them at all these majors though, regardless, right?
Yeah, I mean, as bad as it is and as horrible as it sounds and as daunting as the task of beating him one of these majors feels, I still think we're going to do it. He's going to come down to earth. He will. And when he does...
I don't know, man. You really think he's going to?
Yeah. I mean,
this has been like 3 years. It's not it's not like a blip in time anymore. This is like 3 years.
I'm not saying he's going to suck, but yeah, it has been 3 years. But what happened in the year before he won? He won a full calendar year without winning.
Okay, but like, okay, so you're saying last year he won the Players and they didn't win anything after that?
Yep, until the next Players.
Okay, but he still finished second at the PGA, third at Charles Schwab, third at Memorial, third at the US Open, fourth at Travelers, third at Scottish. Those are six consecutive events.
He can come in second and third as much as he fucking wants. I'm just talking about us finding other guys who can win. I'm not saying come down to earth like he's not going to be good. I mean, come down to earth and not winning every event.
But he was doing that with a fucking shit-ass putter. Now his putter's just average, and it's just proves the point. Like, the ball striking hasn't changed. It's still great.
Do you blame Rory for that suggestion?
No, I think he was going there anyways.
I don't know, man. I'm not happy about it.
I mean, I don't think that's something Rory should do. Like, Michael Jordan isn't making suggestions to fucking...
No, neither is Tiger Woods.
Yeah.
Like, fuck that. I'm pissed about it. I don't care if he's going to do it on his own anyway. Don't say it. Shut your fucking mouth, man.
I know.
It's your biggest competition. Do you want to be the best player in the world, or are you okay just going 10 years without winning majors?
You want to still talk about Scotty? You want to talk about Rory?
I mean, Scotty, I mean, I'm sick of this shit.
I am too. I hate the guy. I fucking hate his guts. He's the worst. I think it's the beard too. He starts winning when he fucking grew that fucking beard out.
Yeah, I'm sick of the media narrative too. This is the Tiger comparisons, which I don't love. But I mean, I tweeted it today. I don't think anyone got that I was being sarcastic. And I'm not trying to hate on Scotty. Like, I know I'm viewed as an anti-Scotty guy, I think. But here's the quote from his press conference. How are you going to celebrate this one? Scotty Scheffler. I'm going to go get a breakfast burrito, some coffee, and I'm going home. And everyone just goes crazy over that comment. Shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up. Okay. Oh, he's a down-to-earth everyday Joe. He's won fucking $25 million this month.
Like, it's fucking 10 a.m. What the fuck do you want him to do? He's won 4 out of the last 5 tournaments. You think he's going to go fucking party at 10 a.m.?
Like, yeah.
His wife's about to pop any second. What do you want him to say?
Why is that such a crazy... Oh, he's so down to earth. Just your average Joe. Anyone on earth is just going to go get something to eat and going home. What are you talking about? It's 10 a.m. You played 2 holes. Oh, man, Scotty, such an average guy. He's just getting a burrito. Fuck off. I mean, come on. Do we have to go to that, like, just nauseating level of narrative that we're doing? It's just it's insane.
Don't you think, though, it is kind of getting somewhat close to Tiger?
I mean, I'll go back my comparison today. I'm thinking...
Win-wise, it is. I'm not talking, like, the hype.
No, I mean, I think it's 04 VJ.
What did 04 VJ win, like 9 times?
Won 9 times. He won 5 out of 6, including the PGA.
Was that when Tiger was going through a swing change or something?
I guess, but you know, I thought of it first, and then afterwards I looked at Data Golf, and they have their all-time rankings. And so
what seasons?
Seasons and it's strokes gained per round in that season. So they have first ever is Tiger 2000. His index there. So the index is an estimate of the quality of each golfer's recent performances relative to the average PGA Tour field. So it's based on the field and strokes gained, strength of field and strokes gained. Tiger is number one, was the year 2000. He was 3.89. Right. Prior to that, the second best single season they had. And I guess it doesn't take into account players with multiple seasons. So Tiger only listed once.
Okay.
So his 2000 season was his best statistically. And I don't think they started this prior to that.
I think he was top 6, wasn't he? His seasons.
Yeah. So 2000 Tigers won. And then it used to be VJ 2.96. So Scotty per round. So obviously this can go up and down depending how he does the rest of the year. But now they have him second at 3.04. So Tiger's best season, 3.89. Big gap, Scotty 3.04. Third, you get VJ 2.96.
It is kind of a good comparison with VJ because, like, the hype is just not – like, do people really care about this? Like, non-diehard people?
I mean, now you got, like, Prez talking about it a little bit.
Right, but that's because he's making money off it.
Yeah. No, I don't think it's a huge, like, national media story. But I do think it's getting not big, but it's getting more.
I mean, he needs to win another major. If he wins the PGA, It's going to be a massive, massive, massive news story.
Yeah. I can't wait to watch him fail. But isn't that good? Isn't that what we want? Everyone says it's bad for golf, but isn't the good thing about it, like, if he gets in position and there's going to be a faction of people out there.
I don't think it's bad for golf. He's just so fucking boring, man. Like, it just puts you to sleep. It's like, that event would have been great, and there's no drama to it. He takes out, like, that the Masters, I thought, was great on Saturday, and then he just sucks the life out of it.
How come when he mishits it, it just goes on one side of the fairway?
It's not fair. He gets the most luckiest breaks ever. But even when he's in trouble, he just chips in.
But why can't
every chip is to an inch? It's never like it never like rolls out.
I think he has Vaseline on his driver.
he's too good of a human to do that, man.
Yeah, I mean, he does. Most guys at 10 a.m. would be out at the strip club with some hookers. But Scotty, he's going to get a breakfast burrito.
He's such a good man, dude. He wants to be such a good dad.
Yeah, he's not even going to.
None of us, the rest of us, we don't want to be good dads. This guy wants to be a great dad.
Yeah, he's not even going to party at 10 a.m. on a Monday. That's how good of a dad he is. And you know what? If his wife calls him at, he's on the 18th hole. He has one putt to win. And if he wins, he gets $4 million. But if his wife calls him, he's leaving, going straight to the hospital.
Yeah.
He's not putting.
Won't take the putt.
No, because he's that good of a guy. He's not going to put that $4 million in his son's college fund or anything like that. No, he's going straight home, taking $50,000 for the event.
I'll tell you what. If I was on 18 with a bunch of guys playing for some cash, my wife was about to go into labor, I'm finishing that hole. Zero.
That narrative is one of the dumbest narratives ever. The one at the Masters. Hey, they don't care if he's leading the Masters by 10 shots. If he gets that call, he's out of there. Shut the fuck up. Once again, I mean, come on.
His wife ain't making that call.
And unless his wife is the worst person on earth, she's right. Not making the call. And they both know in each other's heads, neither one of them is going to. Scotty knows she ain't calling. She knows they're both going to say it out loud. Scotty would come. Scotty says, I'll come. Everyone knows, including both of them, that he's not leaving if he's in the lead, no matter what happens.
Right.
So stop with that shit on the broadcast. I'm just so sick of all of it. Like, it's right down the same area as the breakfast burrito thing. Just cut the shit.
You think he would have left? You think he would have left if she called last night?
No.
No?
He's a free $4 million. He's not leaving.
Dude, he's made $16 million in the last 5 weeks.
Every million counts. You know what I would say if I were him?
Dude, I don't know, man. She goes into labor 8 o'clock last night. You don't think he leaves?
No, no chance.
He leaves.
No.
Dude, it's like 12 hours.
It doesn't matter about how much he's made.
8 o'clock last night, he didn't finish till 9:30 today.
It doesn't fucking matter. One thing that I've learned and that we all should know, and this is human nature. We don't all know this anyway, but golf has showed us over the past 18 months, no matter how much money somebody wants, they always want more. If I made $20 million, I'd say, fuck, man, I want to be a fucking billionaire. Let's go.
Scott, like, he's a good person, though.
It doesn't matter. And his wife would say this. His wife would say, just stay. You know what? If I was Scotty, I would say, I'll win the $4 million, and because our son was born today or our daughter was born today, I'm going to take that $4 million, put it in a fund for them and watch it grow. And when they turn 18, it becomes theirs. $4 million. This is life-changing money for anybody.
Dude, it doesn't matter. He's going to win fucking $70 million this year. What's $4
million? It matters, dude. They want the $4
million. I think he leaves. If it's day of, like if she calls like 8 o'clock this morning.
He's a 5-shot lead with 2 holes.
Yeah, but there's a 13-hour difference. Not an hour.
I mean, you and I know. There's not much you do on that day anyway. What are you going to do when you get there?
I mean, you don't do shit.
Just sit there like an asshole?
Yeah, hold up a leg.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I think it would be absolutely fucking insane. I don't care how much money he's made to leave $4 million on the table just to stand there and look like a dickhead in a couple pictures, and lay on that chair couch thing. Like, I don't.
You know what we need? We need the fucking couch thing. That's what we need. That's the only thing that can help us.
I know.
Is the fucking couch that they give the husbands. Maybe fucking tweaks his back or something.
Yes.
That's what we need. This is the only thing that can help us. This is the only thing I think that can fucking help us.
You know what? I'm gonna say this too. I'm pro male empowerment because I think it's gone a lot really far in the other way in society. Yeah. And I'm all for equal rights and stuff, but I think that should apply to everybody in every situation. Imagine if a man had to go give birth, which again, amazing thing. Women are superheroes for being able to do that. But imagine if the woman had to go alongside there and they just gave her like a piece of shit little, how much outrage and uproar would they be based off of her having to go through those conditions? Like, no one gives a fuck about men these days. And that's why we need some people to stand up for men, but that's bullshit. You can't have a cot in there, maybe.
That's why the second kid's the best. You just go home with the first kid.
Yeah, that's right. It was great. But I mean, how much money is our insurance paying when we give birth?
I know. It's crazy.
You can't give the guy a cot to lay on, who's just a piece of shit.
I know. It was the stupid bed.
We got some.
I feel like it's at every hospital in every fucking state.
Yeah, we don't have a bed for you, but we got some chair you can sit in and maybe kind of lay down. Hopefully you're not called in like 5'7" or you're fucked. So I mean, maybe Scotty goes to that, but that's a good bridge to the next thing I wanted to say. Like, having the kids thing has fucked up many great players.
It fucks everybody up.
The kids, the marriage, any of those big life changes, because golf is not your typical
life hits
sport.
Everybody.
Life hits everybody. So I think for all of us who are a little nervous about what's coming down the pipe, or if Scotty can overcome, I mean, I think the end
life hits
is near.
Everybody but Tiger Woods. He just kept fucking.
Well, and when it did hit him, the opposite, when he stopped fucking is when he got in trouble.
I know.
So once it's, and that's a life change, right? So any life change is what's going to stop these guys. So you think it's nothing, but I think it will impact. I mean, JT gets married. He's been shit since then. Rom had his first. He was pretty bad for a year until he figured it out. Yeah. Now he's having his third. I mean, maybe, and that seems like that's messed with him a bit too.
He hasn't won in a while.
He just pumping Augusta. Huh? Yeah. He's just pumping kids up.
I know.
Get them all crazy ass names.
What's the second one's name?
I don't know. Something crazy.
All right. So we broke the news about Rory potentially going to live, and then he fucking came out next day saying he's not. What's your take there?
I still think in the end, and I've been on this board for a very long time, there's going to be some type of agreement where there are two separate tours, but there's going to be one mixed tour, whether it's six events where both guys are allowed to play, whether national opens, whatever, WGC type things, but players from both tours who can qualify based on their standing on their respective tour. I think when he says I'll be playing on the PGA Tour, I think he means he'll play on that, but then, and he'll always play on the PGA Tour. But I do think that's coming down the pipe, and he'll be able to play in both, like those mixed events plus this PGA Tour event. I don't think he's – I believe him when he says he's not joining LIV and, like, having his own team. I believe that.
Okay.
Do you?
I think, yeah. I can never tell with a guy.
I mean, he has said some things that he's gone back on, but I believe him. I just believe him. I don't think you can say what he said. People, everyone's going to say, like, he's full of shit. He's never come out the way he came out there and said, I don't think so. It would be pretty shocking.
It would. I agree.
Like, he's two-faced and he's wishy-washy and all these things, but I don't think you can call him to this point an outright liar.
Agree. I think he's the one that can save us from Scotty, to be honest with you.
His A game, yeah, you're right. He's the only one of the only ones.
And I think he's going to have it in a month's time. He's definitely working through that swing, but he's still semi involved in these tournaments. Like, he's not putting up stinker performances. He's still playing decent.
Yeah. Last, what did he do statistically last week? I'd like to see him play. I mean, I'm a huge fan of Rory on the course, so I'd like to see good things.
Let's see. He shot 74 Sunday, but he was 67, 68, 68 before that. Yeah, not great on approach. Lost 1.1.
So if you look at guys who have that next level where, say, Scotty has his B game or B plus game, which is obviously very, very good. There's this group of guys who, when they're on their A game, can compete with that. I think Rory's obviously one.
Brooks in a major when he's on his A game.
Yep. Rahm on his A game. DJ, I don't know if he has that gear anymore. Does he have that A game left? Maybe. But if he does, he's one of them. I know it's been a while, and this might be blasphemous to say, but I think JT has that gear. No?
JT's a clown.
I mean, right now he is, but I think
he's a fucking clown, dude. I'm so out on JT. I know he finished fifth, but, like, when's the last time you've seen that from him? But, dude, he's not a serious golfer. Him and Spieth, they're fucking bozos.
Yeah, I know. I know.
It's sad.
It is. I guess that's it, right?
But, I mean, JT at his peak when he was striking the shit out of the ball, like, I don't know, 4 years ago, yeah. But I don't think that's there anymore.
No, I guess not. Why did he play so well Sunday? Did he find something, do you think?
I mean, it started Saturday back nine. He was five under on the back nine. But he was three over on the front nine for some weird reason. I actually like to see his stats. I guess the real question, I mean, he was in the 60s all four rounds. The real question is Quail Hollow. That'll be Scotty's next start, I'm assuming. Do we have a shot to win that? Is he going to withdraw is he going to withdraw because of the baby? Or does the baby hold out till the PGA week?
I think that's too far.
PGA. What if Scotty was lying about the time frame? Like, fucking Sam Burns was a week out and he was playing at the Masters and he was playing last week. They could have easily been lying.
Scotty doesn't lie, though.
Oh, yeah, that's right. He's a great person. Forgot. Got caught on his side.
Trust me, if he was the type of guy who would lie about that, you wouldn't be getting a burrito at 10 a.m. on a Monday. He'd be doing lines of blow off a stripper's ass.
JT stats were
I mean, I think it's probably Quail could be Quail week. And then it becomes say that does happen, he does withdraw on that week for Wells Fargo. Then he's going to the PGA with a month off, 3 weeks off. Does that help?
I don't know. He'll probably be playing with Tony Romo. I just saw a clip of Tony Romo saying he's played 500 times with Scheffler and he's never shot in the 70s. He said he's never seen Scotty shoot in the 70s. He's speaking like, he'll be like one over through six and it feels like he's like seven over and then he just shoots four under.
Yeah, speaking of that, Maridou is his home course, right?
What?
Him and Spieth play, is their home course Maridou?
I don't know.
Yeah, it is.
Same with Romo. That's where the Liv is going.
That's where the Liv individual or team championship is going to be. They haven't announced it yet.
And Dallas. Cool.
Dallas. So yeah. All right, so I guess it's enough, Scotty. I mean, hopefully, I don't know. We'll figure out a way to beat him.
How about that psychopath Cantlay yesterday? Oh.
That was crazy.
All right, first of all, if he fucking could putt on Saturday, he's fucking right there with Scheffler.
And even Friday, I think he lost strokes on Friday too.
How many fucking 8-footers did he miss?
In a 5-footer.
And then he missed that 2-footer on fucking 18?
Yeah, I mean, he should have been right there. And maybe, I'm not that Scotty's going to succumb to the pressure, but if it's a 2-shot difference when he goes in the water on 15, maybe it changes things.
And then why he didn't have to tee off on 18 yesterday. 30 mile per hour gale force winds. Everybody's going driver fucking three wood. And then he definitely didn't have to hit his fucking three wood that barely cleared. And then he decides to mark. What type of psycho does that shit?
That was like, bizarre.
I just figured he was trying to get the hell out of there. So you just make the chip.
Yeah, it makes no sense. I mean, I thought he was, well, Power didn't hit his, he was playing with Seamus Power, who didn't hit his approach shot. So then I figured he wouldn't. And I had a top 20 on Power. I was sweating, which won, thankfully. But I was worried Power was going to hit it into the water or some shit or the shit.
Yeah, because so like, you saw Hoagie make a triple, right?
Yeah, so I was like, don't fucking hit it, man. And Cantlay, I didn't really care because I knew Scotty wasn't going to blow it. But if you're going to, I mean, this is saying the obvious. If you're going to hit the three wood, why don't you finish the hole? And if you're not going to finish the hole, why hit the approach shot? It makes zero sense.
Yeah.
You see what Woosnam said?
No.
He just like, that was the article that fucking weirdo big boy fucking small dick pants replied to the saying that I said that I like a bunch, like I wrote the same story as other people. Yeah, because it's just like a news story that every news story gets posted by multiple people. What are you talking about? But he said, let me get the quote up. Basically just said Cantlay's like, what the hell is Cantlay doing?
I mean, what was he doing? It made no sense.
There's no, I want to say he gave an explanation.
Did he?
Yeah, I believe he did. Let me get it up.
I just figured him and X and the wives had the jet fucking fueled up, ready to go.
My only question for me was, would they have stayed the night anyway since it was that late?
I guess, but it's a short jet ride.
So Woosnam said, he tweeted this, can't believe my eyes watching Patrick Cantlay. Why on earth would you hit your second shot then mark your ball? Absolutely crazy. Maybe says a lot.
Yeah, because he's a fucking psychopath.
Yeah, and all right, so this is what Cantlay said after the round. I just thought it might be easier to get the ball up and down this morning. I really did want to finish last night, so I felt like if I could get the ball up there, maybe in an easier spot, maybe I would have finished. But as I got the ball up near the green, I realized it would be easier to finish this morning. That's what I decided to do. So I guess he thought he would have had a better approach.
That kind of makes a little bit more sense. So if he had a putt, he probably would have putted it.
Yeah, he probably thought he was going to hit a decent shot middle of the green, two putt and get out of there.
I actually thought it was a great three wood or five wood, whatever he hit.
He was still barely cleared.
Barely. I mean, he could have lost, I don't know, 500,000 on that.
Yeah.
He still made a 1.1 million.
Yeah, it's a good amount.
Yeah, for coming T3.
I mean, and we had the right, I mean, betting wise, I mean, we had the right pick.
Cantlay, yeah. I mean, he could have gone to Gala. Cam Young got fucking steamed. Flavor of the week, kind of. Tommy and Shane, huge disappointments.
They're just,
I still would have bet Shane though, again at 75-1.
Yes. But even Tommy, we've got a good number on it, gets down to 18. I'm like, we just got the 25-28 at least. But I mean, what the fuck is that guy's problem?
I don't know. I gave up on him on Thursday.
Is he the worst guy ever?
He's got to win this year. He's got to. You can't bet him at Quail?
If he's 65-1.
Yeah, well, what if he's 45?
Yeah, he's the first round leader last year. I hit that actually.
Yeah?
66-1, yep.
I actually could see him and Young winning Quail.
I could too. But I'm gonna hate to just sit send on that. This is who we're betting this week. But you gotta do it.
Yeah. Actually, I could see a lot of guys winning Quail.
Home already won it. I could see Colin.
Nah, I can't.
Vic?
Do they allow dead people to win golf tournaments?
I mean, just show a little something.
I mean, I could see Ludwig, clearly.
Oh, yeah.
Obviously Rory.
We need Vic back.
Yeah.
You know what we need? You can't take down the way Scotty's playing with one guy. We need five good players, and just one of them. You know,
they all suck. They all fucking suck. Rory will be there in a month. I guarantee it.
I agree with you.
But they all suck, and the one that would be there, that's usually there at the beginning of the year, is a playing on live.
Rom
always plays well at the beginning of the year.
Yeah, not to mention Bryson. I mean, he's one of the top four players in the world.
Yeah.
The guys who are good on the PGA Tour still are fucking losers.
They're all losers. That's why JT, Bozo. Spieth, Bozo.
I feel like they're okay with, like, oh, look what Scotty's doing. Like, grow a set.
I know. Someone's got to fucking man up.
Yeah, I'm sick of it.
This sucks. He just ruins tournaments.
You know what? I said it before, and I'll say it again. It's always the darkest before the dawn. We'll get out of this Scotty stretch. It's coming.
What a shit season it's been, though. It's just been like the year of the long shot, and now fucking Scheffler.
So it's either the guy's 100-something to 1 that no one can pick, or he's 3-to-1.
Yeah.
It's not cool.
It's not good when you're betting 40-to-1 guys.
You know what? And thank God for Akshay, man.
Yeah, no shit. I played golf over the Cape. I drove over the Sagamore last weekend.
Did you think about making a stop?
I did.
Yeah, me too. I mean, I thought about it, but I didn't actually go there. So I wasn't tempted like you were.
No, I actually, when I drove over it, I was like, wow, I'm happy I don't have to. I don't have to jump.
Grateful for Akshay.
Yeah.
And Denny.
Yep. Yeah, so that leads us into this great PGA event.
Could be a cool event, and in some ways it is kind of fun. I love the alternate shot. The best balls are awful.
Oh yeah, the bird fest.
If they just went straight alternate shot all four rounds, I would think that'd be awesome.
Yeah. It would make for a cool event. They do the best ball Thursday, Saturday again.
Yep.
We've actually had some success here. We hit Rahm and Palmer.
Yeah, 18-to-1.
And obviously we hit.
What was that, 2018?
Yeah.
6 years ago.
And we hit last year, Riley and Hardy. We didn't have Cam and Mark, right?
No, we had somebody next. Well, they beat who? Louie and Grace?
Louie and Charles.
Charles.
Straight live team. Live teams.
I know. That was when, the South Africans had it wrapped up, and Louie just, like, put one dead right in the water.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That, and then Xander and Pat won 1 year. They beat Billy and Burns. We bet Billy and Burns a couple years.
I feel like we always got somebody in the mix here.
Yeah. This year is, I don't know, seems weaker than past years.
What is? Because they put it right after the Masters and elevated the event.
So. I don't know. You got core stuff?
Why? I don't want to backtrack here, but I just got to say it one more time. Why have one of your elevated events at one of the tour's only good courses? Why have that a week after the Masters? Like, what's the fucking logic? I don't get it.
They do it for the U.S. Open too. After the U.S. Open.
What is it?
Travelers.
Fuck that place.
Fuck TPC Cromwell.
Yeah.
Or fuck that it's a signature event.
No, fuck TPC Cromwell. It's gotten way, way, way too easy. I want that course gone. I used to like it. I used to defend it. But come on, man.
It's tiny.
It's getting way... It's actually, although I did get an email from them, and I do like their people there. They always email me, invite me to all these events and shit.
Yeah, they're great people.
But they did say something about trying to make it tougher.
They did?
Yeah.
How?
Lengthening it, or I don't know what. I don't know exactly what. I'll try to find the email, but... I'll give them one more chance because I do think they're making an effort. Last year was an embarrassment.
Well, even even when the year DJ won. You remember that? He was, it was like
28 under or something.
28 under.
I mean,
it's always in the 20s though.
And speaking of that, I feel the same way about the Grange. We'll get into that too. But I mean, last year Keegan was 23 under. Now DJ was only 19.
Oh, was he?
But last year Keegan was 23. It just felt, I think, like extra easy. 23 yeah. under for an elevated event, I'm not on board for.
I know the couple years Bubba won, he was like crazy low.
It's just too short. All right, so we get TPC Louisiana.
You keep talking though, like the elevated events are like mean something. It's just a regular. It's like a shitty event. I know they have better players, but not really when they all suck ass.
I know, but I mean, they think it's something, and they're making the decision based on them thinking it's something. So,
did you think that Heritage had any juice?
No.
At any point during that tournament?
No.
Like Thursday, Friday, I felt like it had zero juice. I couldn't even watch it. The TV coverage is horrific, but like I couldn't even like get this out of my face. Like I started to watch the fucking the women's event.
Yeah, I watched it, but I don't know. It's yeah, things aren't good. I don't know. Don't know what to say. All right, TBC Louisiana, par 72, 7,425 yards. You get some short par fours, a lot of water, some bunkers. There are some exciting risk-reward scenarios for these players here this week. And again, the alternate shot is good. It's actually difficult to score in that format. There can be mistakes. It does create some excitement. And the event isn't bad for what it is, for sure. Pete Dye course, it was designed specifically in 2004. It wasn't built, so I thought it was pretty cool. They made this course for this event. Do you know that?
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you meant they made this course for a team event.
So no, they made this course for the Zurich Classic.
Oh, it's like, what do you mean they made this for the team event?
It used to be single. But the event didn't make its debut until 2007 because of Hurricane Katrina. So field obviously a little bit worse this year coming off all these events, but you got some interesting teams, I guess, with Cantlay and X, I guess they're not interesting at all, but, Rory and Chain is interesting. Colin and Kitayama, if you're into that type of shit, Zal and Sahith, then you got some Canadians, I guess, maybe trying to audition for the President's Cup. And that's it.
Okay. So there's four guys. Kind of clear cut above the rest, right?
Mm-hmm.
What do we make of Rory playing this week?
I don't know. You got to feel like it's some type of favorite of the tour.
Yeah. Maybe he's just looking to have fun. Hang out with his bud.
Yeah. Are him and Shane that close, or is that overplayed?
I think they're pretty close. Remember Shane at the Ryder Cup? Just it's basically like his
binky.
Yeah.
I
watched a clip of that. I actually during the full swing. You remember the Fitz picture?
No.
The Matthew Fitzpatrick picture when they're out in the parking lot, LaCava and Rory are going at it, and Fitz is just standing there with his eyes wide open, like what's going
on? Yeah, yeah.
I saw it again. I was dying laughing. It's like a little 12-year-old boy watching two grown men fight.
So with all that being said, I'm not high on their chances in this format, really.
No. Rory can't hit an iron right now.
And Shane is just fucking serious.
And Shane can't putt. Like he can't putt. He's worse than he was way worse than what Cantlay was. Holy shit.
I mean, you got to be an inch away from the hole to feel good about him striking that thing.
You know what? And this is a broken record. We've been saying the same shit about Shane for like 3 years. Why do we keep betting the guy?
You got to think he figures it out. But I mean, didn't he used to be a good putter?
I don't think so.
And like in 2018?
I don't know.
I feel like he maybe was. Maybe I don't know. Maybe I just thought he was.
He needs slow greens, right? Like the Open, and he also won a. When's his last win in Euro Tour?
Yeah, well, yeah, the B1 Firestone, obviously. I don't know if they have slow greens. That was like a decade ago, so I don't fucking know.
That was a long time ago.
So no, that's the team I guess I'm least concerned about. X and Cantlay, obviously a concern. They play really well together.
No, but 4-1, 4.5-1.
No, I mean, I'm not saying I would think everything about betting them, but that's obviously the most dangerous team. But I feel like lately, like, I think they're gonna come like second or third or fourth.
Yeah, they're definitely gonna be in the top five.
Yeah, they will. And then the Colin team, I'm not worried about Colin and Kitayama. Colin and Homa were the most popular team last year. Everyone thought it was the greatest thing in the world. The PGA Tour saviors.
The year before that. Do you remember who Colin played the year before that?
Vic. They weren't
sucked.
Good. Yeah.
Colin's not good in these events.
No, so I'm not worried about them. To me, Sahith and Zal are the ones I'm most worried about, other than X and Cantlay.
Because of the Sahith factor, right? I'm not like overly. I guess they'll be good in all. They're gonna be, they'll be good.
Yeah, I think they're a pretty good team. I think
Sahith makes a ton of birdies, and Willie should be good in alternate shot.
Yeah, and if it gets tough, he can grind it out.
Although Sahith will put him in some spots he's probably never been in.
Yeah, that's true. So, I mean, I'm fine with fading the range, obviously. I'm not like, and I don't want to expose anyway. And if we lose to a favorite, but I'm not dumping $1 million into this event, taking a couple cracks at it from 25 and beyond, and is what it is.
Yeah, I'm kind of glad with the LIV tournament, I'm kind of glad it's a low exposure week on the PGA for us.
Absolutely. I think that's right.
I don't even know if I want to like full bet these guys either. I mean, I probably will just because I need money, but I don't feel great about it.
Yeah, no, I don't feel great. I mean, I don't know. I think you get a weird team in here. I feel okay about it.
Okay, next range, you got a couple sets of brothers. The Højgaards are down to 22 on DraftKings, and the Fitzpatricks, 25.
I prefer the Fitzpatricks to the Højgaards. I don't think the Højgaards are worrying me very much in this format.
Right.
Don't
you think they probably played a ton like this though, growing up?
Yeah, I'm sure. What did the Fitz do last year? They were all right, like finished eighth or something. I didn't check memory.
They finished. I got it right up. Where the fuck did you go? Oh, here it is. They finished. No, they finished 19th. They on the alternate shots where they struggled. Both four ball days, they shot 62.
Interesting. What's Alex been doing?
Alex played well last week at Corrales.
I didn't even know he played Corrales.
And he's one of the better Euro Tour players at the moment.
Yeah.
I think he was like, I want to say 13th at Corrales.
23rd.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, they're dangerous.
I mean, I'm semi-interested in them.
I'd agree. But
I'm not going to bet another 25-1, so. That leads us to the next one, 25-1, Hoagie and McNealy. We pulled the trigger there. Not the best of numbers.
No, it's not the best number at 25, but this is our first gut reaction. I think Hoagie's having a really good year. He's playing well. And this is a Hoagie-type course, right? Shorter, short irons. Then you get McNealy, who's probably one of the best putters on tour. I've talked about this earlier in the year that I'm excited that he's working with Butch Harmon. He's put some results together, T9 at the Players, which is another Pete Dye course. Now you get, but he's a loser. I mean, he's a loser. Now you get I think when you put these two, when you put players together in team events, it mitigates the losers factor. Because it's not all on your shoulders. It's not as much pressure.
Yeah, I agree. Hoagie was T13 last year. He played with English.
So he played pretty well. I wonder if they have individual strokes gained on that.
For the 2 days.
Yeah, did McNealy play in it?
No, he played in 2022 with Bramlett, Stanford guy, and they missed the cut.
Yeah, I don't like that team. But I think this team works well. It just feels like a team that will definitely contend in this event. I just got a strong gut feeling. Both having good years. McNealy, that player's finish I like. The Butch Harmon stuff I like. And he's just a great putter. And Hoagie, obviously, has been putting all right this year. But in general, he's not a good putter.
He put well last week.
Yeah.
It was all putting, not the iron game last week, which was surprising.
But we kind of looked into this off air. I don't think the recent weeks really have that much to do with this event.
Right. Yeah. I can see them just being around. McNealy drilling putts.
These teams usually have a good putter on their team, right? I mean, who's won this thing recently? I think it's every team who's Cam won. Smith. I mean, every team who's won has a good putter on the team.
Is Riley a good putter?
I think Hardy is a good putter.
I have no idea, to be honest with you. I still have no idea how he landed on them last year.
Yeah. So Hardy, I think, is a good putter. They finished at 30 under, really, really low. They beat Hadman and Nick Taylor, both good putters. Then you get Cantlay and Choffley, 29. Cantlay, when he's on, is a great putter. People forget that, I think.
Taylor Moore, great putter. I mean, Wyndham Clark finished third. Great putter.
And you got Leishman and Cam.
And Bo. Bo's a great putter.
Billy Horschel's won this multiple times. He's a great putter. Cam Smith, great putter. Brian Stewart won this as individual event in 2016. Great putter. Justin Rose, 2015, won this event. Great putter.
The year Stewart won, Jason Day was in that playoff. Great putter.
Yeah, I mean, I think all these teams in the mix, you get a good putter. McNealy's one of the top three putters on the PGA Tour, so... And you get Hoagie, who hits the shit out of his iron. So I think it's a good case right there.
Yeah, you said Cam Smith. Rahm, he's a good, great putter, too, when he won.
Yeah.
Oh, did you say Kisner?
No, Kisner, that's right.
Kisner and Scott Brown. I mean, incredible putter.
I mean, Billy's won this event as an individual, and he almost wins it as a team every year. He's a great Bermuda putter.
Yep. You worried that both guys are kind of more West Coast guys?
I wouldn't say worried. I mean, it's slight concern, but I think, I mean, statistically, Mav putts it really well in Bermuda.
Yeah. All right.
Okay.
I'm in.
What's next?
Penderth and Connors, 28-1. Those are terrible putters. Then you jump to 40. You got Taylor and Hadwin. Could see them around.
It's not a bad number for them.
Yeah, 40.
They're second last year. They almost won.
I know. Should we be looking at them?
I'll tell you what. I'd bet them at 40 before you bet the Fitz brothers at 25.
That's fair. Mitchell and Damon.
Okay. We bet them. Mitchell, great putter on Bermuda.
Should we have been on Hadwin and Taylor over Mitchell and Damon?
I don't know. I feel like Mitchell and I just have a gut feeling about them too. This thing's all about gut feels.
Yeah. Okay. Go ahead.
Don't you?
I agree. Yeah.
Mitchell's playing fucking phenomenal golf this year.
What's he done lately?
So his very last start, I don't think he was good. He was T14. Yeah, his very last start was Valero Texas Open. He was T14. He gained 6 strokes on off the tee, 1.2 on approach. So he's hitting the ball great. His last 7 starts, he's finished in the top 19, five of them.
Wow.
He's playing great. Good putter in Bermuda. And I want to say he's played well in this event. I don't think it was with Damon, but he's played well in the event, hasn't he?
Mitchell? Yeah. Sanjay last year.
Yes.
They finished sixth. They on the alternate, on the four ball, they were 62-62. I think they were leading going into the final round or up there because they shot 72 in the final round and they still finished sixth.
No, I mean, even I want to say even after the front nine, they were still a favorite.
Were they?
Yeah, they were right there.
Why aren't they playing together again? I'll tell you Sanjay, what, I would be, if it was Mitchell and Sanjay, I would have pounded Mitchell and Sanjay this year.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sanjay, but I like, Sanjay started to show a little bit.
I know, but Damon's playing well this year. He's having a good year. It might be good. I think a team event could be good for him because of his mental struggles.
Yes.
I think it could be uplifting for him. He's had some obviously horrible events, but he was T11 at the Players, which is a Pete Dye course. And that's really all I got on Mitchell, on Damon. But.
Where was Mitchell? Mitchell played with Snedeker in 2022.
Huh. Mitchell's playing some of his best golf in a while, four or five years.
Yeah. Oh, Mitchell. Yeah, Mitchell and Snedeker, 2021, T4.
Wow. I want to say Diamond's. I know he's been putting it horribly this year, but wasn't he a good putter before that?
I think. I don't know a lot about him besides the full swing stuff.
What the fuck is he good at?
Wearing a bucket hat.
Yeah, I mean nothing. I don't think.
Yeah, I don't know. What's his stats been like?
Pretty bad. Since the Players, it's been bad. So it's only been five stars.
I think he just got a team thing. Just hope his mental's all right. And he doesn't want to let Mitchell down.
Valspar, he was T49, but he gained 8 on approach.
Really?
Yep. And then actually his stats have been good. Texas Children's Open, he was cut, but he gained 3 on approach. Valero, he was bad all the way around. And then Corrales, okay. I'm guessing he was bad because he finished 67th.
He was 3 over on the final day. I saw that. Yeah, I'm in. I bet the 40. Odds are moving on better golf. Hoagie McNealy back to 25.
Isn't this just a Mitchell spot? Doesn't he like the same place as Billy likes?
Yeah, it's a Mitchell spot for sure.
That's why. I mean, the other guy.
His teammate was a little better, but.
You know what, Joel? Stick a couple shots. You know, don't do any
it's
weird stuff.
It's all about
stuff.
The vibes. Get the good vibes going.
Yeah, I think Damon is one of those guys who could be elevated by the team atmosphere.
Yeah, and Mitchell's a vibes guy.
They're both vibes guys, so let's get the vibes going.
Okay. Damn, odds are moving. Anybody else in this area you want to talk about? Oh, what about... This fucking cocksucker, Billy Horschel, goes out and wins Corrales. What a piece of shit. I've been on him for fucking 4 events. And then he was what, 20 to 1? Actually, Better Golf posted a fucking 25. I actually looked at it for a second and I was like, ah, fuck this. I don't want to spend another 500 on the fucking Corrales.
I know. You know what? I'm not that upset about it.
I'm not either, but it stings a little.
It doesn't for me. I don't know why. I would never bet Billy as a favorite anywhere. Like I'll bet him when he's 60 to 1 at a Bermuda event. Short. Like, I don't know. If he wins as a favorite at some... I'm fine with it.
I mean, Noren was 14 to 1 in that event. It's fucking wild.
If he won, I would have felt the same way.
Yeah. No, I didn't feel bad at like, it's just an annoyance. Just like,
let's put it this way. There's plenty of worse things that have happened to us this year than that.
Yeah, definitely. All right, and the other guy we bet 65 to 1 Taylor Moore and Matthew Neesmith, they finished T4. Both of the last two events here. Taylor Moore playing some great golf. Matthew Neesmith is not playing well. I don't know. I thought 65 to 1 was a very good number, though, based on their history and
the season.
They're both Southern guys. Taylor Moore went to Duke. It kind of reminds me of the Riley Hardy bet.
Yep. I agree. I that stuck out to me as well. Similar type guys. Both good iron players.
Sea Island guys play well here.
Yeah, they do.
Kisner, Brown, Mitchell's a Sea Island guy.
They could be the new Kisner and Brown, right? Neesmith is Brown.
Yeah.
He's a chubby guy that I wouldn't recognize if you fucking put him in a lineup. If I walked by him at Walmart, I'd be like, I wouldn't know clue who he was.
I have no idea what Neesmith looks like.
I don't know. So yeah, I think it sounds.
But they're comfortable together. They finished T4 the last 2 years, so 65 to 1. That's it.
Can Billy carry Tyson Alexander to the promised land?
No.
Nope. Agree. Higo and Fox.
Interesting lineup. Worry about them in alternate shot, but I mean they're gonna make a shit ton of birdies.
Yep. How about K.H. Lee and loudmouth Michael Kim?
No.
TPC Lee?
No.
Okay.
What's their odds?
70. Woodland had a good Sunday.
Don't get me started with that asshole.
What about Kevin Yu and CT Pan?
I never know when CT Pan's going to show up.
Yeah, there's nothing else really intrigues me. I know we're talking about Carl Juan and Marty Dew. Electric team.
Electric team.
But can they win?
I'm going to say no, but if you want a long shot, that's where I'd go.
I was looking at this one. What about Justin Suh and Rico Hoey?
130 to 1.
Hoey strikes the shit out of it. And Suh's a great putter.
Suh doesn't. He puts it. Don't you want guys that are alike, though?
Yeah. If you're taking a long shot, I want to take two guys who are most alike.
Well, Smalley and Schmidt, 100 to 1. They both played well at Corrales. No. Isn't Schmidt a...
They're both bombers.
Isn't Schmidt a Pete Dye guy?
Yeah, he is. Yeah, it's not bad.
Schmidt, T11 last week. And Smalley, where was he? Oh, Smalley was T6.
Yeah, I know.
100 to 1.
Yeah, it's a good number.
I don't want to put much into it, but I kind of like it.
Yeah, I can see it. I can see it. Aren't Cam Champ and MJ Duffy alike?
I don't know what MJ Duffy does or is.
I think he pumps it. Not exactly sure though. Let's see. And then they obviously can't win, but Luke Donald and Molly are playing together.
Yeah.
I mean,
They're dead.
If the contest was to see who could make the most pars, they might win. There should be a side market, most pars.
What about your boy ADDC?
Nah.
No?
No, I don't like it. What about, oh my God, you mentioned this to me last week. Toasty and Ted Potter Jr.? What the fuck is that? Just two guys nobody wanted to play with?
What a bizarre team.
They definitely just stuck them together. I mean, I guess we can't go too far because we still have another event to talk about and we're running out of time, but those are three that I'm looking at.
Yeah, I might bet Smalley and Schmidt. Maybe. I don't know.
Can they win?
I have no idea. I gotta look into Smalley. I mean, Southern guy. Wow. Holy hell. He had 7 missed cuts in a row before Corrales.
That's not good.
Then he finished 6th. Schmidt's right. Been pretty good, though, this year. Actually, he's been really good in the last 5 events, 6 events.
All right, let's move on to Adelaide. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, okay. Live Adelaide. You excited for this event?
No.
No? Why not?
I just think the course sucks.
The course sucks? I didn't watch much of it last year. Was this like the Phoenix Open for Liv?
Yeah, but it's like if the Phoenix Open was the easiest course on tour. It's a par 72, 6,800 yards.
It's a par 72? Actually, I did see that.
Gooch shot back-to-back 60s. You should not be able to shoot back-to-back 60s in a professional event, ever.
Back-to-back 62s.
Yes, not back-to-back 62s, 10 unders. You should not be able to shoot 10 under in back-to-back days in a professional. I don't care if you're the best iron player.
Don't you think that was kind of an outlier?
I don't care.
There was nobody else that shot a 63, like... Or 64.
No one should be allowed. No one should be able to do it. Nobody.
Like the lowest round after those two rounds, it was 164 shot.
But even the winning score, like 19, 20 under, so you just shoot 7 under in 3 consecutive days. Does that happen on the PGA Tour?
Yeah, it does. Happens at Kapalua every year.
Yeah, and that event sucks too.
But he shot 73 in round 3.
Yeah, because he was dumping his pants. I remember it.
So, but like, Bond shot 69, 66, 65. Isn't that the same thing that the guys at Heritage did?
Yeah.
Cantlay went 67, 66, 68.
All right. Well, I'll give it one more chance. We'll see if it has any teeth. Just from what I remember it, there was no challenges presented to the players.
Okay. I mean, yeah, it's 6,900 yards. A lot of par fives. But Gooch had to have been drilling putts like the asshole he is.
Yeah, he was. He almost friggin' he wanted to choke it.
So Bond finished 2nd, 3 shots back, and then you have 4 guys, T3, Pat Reed and Cam Smith. 2 of them.
Right. So, I mean, starting there, I mean, when I opened the odds board originally over the weekend, I could not believe that Cam wasn't a 7-1 favorite.
Yeah.
How is he not the favorite?
I don't know. I mean, you know, it's just something that he really, really wants to win, and it just fits his profile.
It's in Australia, and it's not like a thing where, you know, Decky, a lot of times you wouldn't bet him, even though he did win in Japan. Like, a lot of pressure. He played well there once, and he wasn't in good form last year, and he still finished 3rd. And it's not just he cares about it. He's
right.
So
this
good.
Was after he played like shit at the Masters. I mean, he finished 34th. Yeah. And this he year hadn't played all year.
He finishes 6th at the Masters. I mean, I don't how he doesn't win. And it's not just the vibes, and he wants to win here, and he cares, and he's in good form. All those things are great, but he also fucks in Australia. He's won 2 Australian PGAs. He's incredibly comfortable. The around green areas, the waist, but he just knows how to play golf here.
Yeah. You like a 10-1? Because I think that's what that's the number now. We have pieces of a 14.
You just average it down and bet the 10. I think he should be 6-1.
So the odds are. Let's see what we got. Okay, so you got Rahm plus 650, Cam 9, Neiman 10, Hatton 12, Bryson 12, Gooch 14, and Louis now 17. Those are the guys under 20.
Yeah, I mean,
who can win on that list of guys that I said? Bryson's not winning this event.
Nope. Rahm could win.
Rahm could win.
I don't think he's in great form, but I mean, I think he's due for a win. So that way, that's why it wouldn't shock me. Hatton could win. Brooks is not winning. DJ's not winning.
What about Neiman?
No.
No? Why?
He's already won a couple times.
No, I'm not saying we want to bet him, but why can't he win?
Because he's already won twice, and he's not going to win. Okay. He's no advantage here. Why?
What about Gooch?
Yeah, I guess.
I mean, he probably could win. He's still around in all these I know he hasn't won this year, but he's around in all these events.
Yeah, he could win. I don't want to see him in the leaderboard on Sunday, do you?
No. Drills putts.
Yeah.
It's annoying.
It's a good course for him because he's not incredibly long, but he's a good shot shaper, short iron player, and can putt.
Yeah. Okay, and then obviously Louis can win because we bet him.
Yes, Louis can definitely win. I love this course for Louis. He finished, what, T6 last year?
T11.
T11.
Shot a 70, though, on Sunday.
So he was right in the mix. I remember him being in the mix. Short course. He's playing some of the best golf of his last decade. I mean, this year. He's won twice. He won the Alfred Dunhill Links. He's won in South Africa. He's been close on LIV. I just think he's playing great.
Did he play in any of those Australian events this winter?
I don't know. He might have, but he leads in fair. Yeah, he's up there in fairways, hits a bunch of fairways. He's first in scrambling. He's top three in putting. He's a short course guy. This is a short course. He can make birdies. He can go low.
Looking at his wins. Okay, so where was the last tournament that he won in December? That was in South Africa?
That was in South Africa, the Mauritius Open.
Was that short course?
I believe it was. Dunhill is... So it's a par 72, 7,300 yards is the one in South Africa.
Okay.
Fairly short. And Alfred Dunhill is par 70, Leopard Creek. That's really short.
Oh, he won actually going on this year, the ISPS Honda.
Yeah.
That's the Euro Tour event this year. He won that. It's actually in Western Australia. He won that in 2016.
Okay. It's good to know. Yeah, I mean, the Leopard Creek is a short course. He was second in the International Series, Oman. And the fact that he was T7 in Jeddah,
yeah, great season.
I mean, T7 at Miami at Doral, I thought that was pretty encouraging.
Yeah.
T2 at Jeddah, not a very long course.
Yeah, man, I think it's coming down to those two, to be honest with you.
Yeah, me too.
So I bet a 20. Did you get a 22?
Yep. I originally got a 22, but I've also bet a 20, so I bet both.
Okay. So we're going Cam 10 to 14, Louis 20. All right, looking at these other odds, you get DJ 22, Brooks 25. Answer hadn't won Hong Kong. I mean, he seems like a good play. He's won in Australia, right?
Yeah, definitely.
He's 26. What about our guy Sergio? Next week,
can he make 25 birdies? Yeah, going back to him in Singapore, he's probably going to be 14-1.
Next week, that's his event.
He might be 14-1. Man. There's no number I won't bet.
Really?
Yeah.
He fucking loves that place.
Oh, he's incredible there. That golf course is fucking awesome too.
Yeah, it is really nice. Okay, then. So we're gonna pass on him. Seems like he's been making putts, man.
Dude, I watched the Breaking 50 with him and Bryson. It was, you got to watch it. It was so good.
Yeah, I saw Bryson was playing with little kids clubs. Made a birdie on a par five.
He's doing some good stuff, but I mean, Sergio was carrying his ass. I don't know when that was filmed, but Bryson didn't play all that good.
Did they either of them break 50?
No, so it's best ball.
Oh, okay.
So they play whoever hits the best shot, and then you both play from there. Both get a chance to putt it. Yeah, I mean, breaking 50 obviously is tough.
What'd they shoot?
53.
Oh, man. From the Whites?
Sergio, from the Whites. So Sergio played really well, though. Sergio, every time Bryson missed a putt, Sergio made it.
Yeah. And then two guys here, Paul, 28-1, and Reed, 30-1.
Those are the other guys. I mean, Paul, we talk about the guys playing best this year. Louis up there. Casey's playing incredible this year, too. Short course is obviously good for him. But just gun to my head, who do I trust to win more, Louis or Paul? I trust Louis.
Yeah, for sure. I don't know if Paul can make the putts, right?
I think Paul's going to be there. I think it's a great setup for Paul.
Shouldn't Paul be good in Singapore?
Yes. I'll bet Paul in Singapore.
Where did Casey finish last year? Damn, he must have been really in bad form. 39th.
Here or Singapore?
Here.
And where was he at Singapore?
Give me a second. Do Reed.
Reed, I like Reed as well. Numbers more enticing at that 33. But I know he was good here last year, but Birdie Fest is hard to envision. Is he playing that well? He's not gaining. I mean, he doesn't gain strokes in these categories ever, but he's not gaining off the tee or an approach. I don't know. I just trust Louis more. I can't go to all three of them, I don't think.
Yeah, I hear you.
Man, Paul was 30th in Singapore.
He was awful though last year.
He was working through an injury.
Yeah. Damn. I'm actually looking forward to the Singapore event. But even that one got to 17 under.
Yeah, but it was like good. It wasn't like birdie barrage. It was like steady. And that golf course.
It was actually the three. Was it? No, Brooks didn't get in the playoff.
No. Even though we lost in a playoff and it was very upsetting, that was my favorite event of last year. That golf course, it's like if God made a golf course and then just picked it up and placed it next to Disney World.
Yep. I know. That'll be good next year. I'm actually pretty pumped. I'm going to be in Utah this week going on a golf trip to St. George. So I lose a couple hours. So this event starts at 7:45 my time out there. So prime time.
Yeah. Oh, you're going to get it.
It's actually perfect.
Up till 2 a.m.
Yeah. So
it's going to be crazy scenes, though. You got to, I told you I'm not a fan of the course, the event that much, but the scenes are pretty good.
Yeah. Seems like a fun time. And it'll just be a blast if Cam's there.
Oh, yeah. I think he's going to thrive. Let me go on record of saying this. I think Cam is in mispriced this week.
Mispriced?
Even at 10-1.
So I need to pull on the 10, is what you're saying.
Yeah. He should be 6-1.
Yeah, shout out Better Golf. I was giving us a piece of 14.
Yeah, last very week.
Would have been cool if I got a bigger chunk.
I know. I mean, the live odds. Yeah.
Anybody else down the list that you're looking at, or are you just rolling with those two? I was looking into Ortiz, Chuck Ortiz.
Yeah.
His odds always suck.
What is he, like 30?
34.
I can't do that.
He's been playing pretty well, actually. What about Mark? Played well in Miami.
No.
No.
I'm fine with what we got. If Cam or Louis don't win, I lose. I'm good with it. I don't want to invest any more money. That's it.
Stenson? No. I can see Stenson in Singapore.
Stenson's 50.
You're hating on Stenson, man. He's playing some good golf. I'm not joking.
I agree that he is, and I love him. But I mean, he's 50 years old, and I don't know if he does. He have that gear to win? He's already won once on Live. I mean, I just don't see it. I don't see it. Singapore, okay. Sure. If he's 60 plus, I'll bet it.
Steele, what happened to that guy? 100-1.
Fuck no. Not a Birdfest guy.
Where did we say Chikara plays well? China?
Yeah, Asia. Maybe him in Singapore. Bro, Push. David Push.
He's 50.
Yeah, he should be 75.
He fucking plays so great in all these international events, and then he comes on Live and sucks ass.
I don't get it.
It's weird. It's like everyone's it's like he's around all his fathers and like just doesn't play well.
That's another aspect of it. A lot of people say these team event elevates everybody. Well, to him, it seems like it's not elevating him.
Yeah, because anytime he's in an international, like he won one, right? Last week?
Yeah, he's in the mix every single time.
Yeah. I think we should just start betting him all the time there.
Yeah, I'm down. He's like 10-1, though.
Yeah, it's true. The AK is 750-1.
I don't think he has a shot. But at least this course is short enough for him. Like Hong Kong, he shot 5-under one round because I think it was at least short enough he can compete. I don't think he just has the ball speed to compete in today's golf.
Yeah. All right. What else? Anything?
No. I think we covered a lot of it.
Wow. Look at that. You get an hour and 20 minutes out of us for a couple of shitty events and Scotty Scheffler talk.
Yeah, a lot to talk about. The world needs, you know, the golf world looks for healing here because they just the Scotty stuff, it's hard. It's been a hard time. So they come here to heal.
Yeah. I mean, fuck Scotty Scheffler, man. Fuck him.
We're going to beat
him. He's not the guy we need. We needed somebody. He's just not Tiger Woods. Like, he's not like, he's got no juice.
No, he doesn't. There's
nothing to get excited about.
Oh, I gotta ask this too. Everyone thinks no one ever gets this reference. When I call Patrick Rogers Jim Halpert, doesn't he look like fucking Jim Halpert?
Looks exactly like Jim Halpert.
Exactly like him when he grows the beard in the other when he's in these other movies and shit. Oh my god! Yeah. Like every time I see him, like
Halpert. What's that movie he's in? Is he in Jack Reacher?
Yeah.
Yeah, he looks like him in that, doesn't he?
He looks just, I mean, I haven't watched a movie in a decade, but.
No, it's a show now, I think.
Okay, I haven't seen that either, but it's uncanny. I think he looks so much like him.
Oh, yeah.
And I say it, no one knows what the fuck I'm talking about. Do you guys know who Jim Halpert is? I mean, his real name is John.
The guy from The Office.
Yeah, the guy from The Office. So. Disappointed about that, but other than that, we're all good.
All right. I don't think we got a double winner, but it'll be nice to have a double winner.
No, I don't even want. I'm not even gonna flirt with it. Just give me one.
Yeah, give me Cam Smith.
Give me Cam Smith. It'll be fun times. Everyone will be shitting on the PGA Tour on Twitter, and Cam will be drinking beers out of his shoe and all that.
Just tap it in. Boom. Give it a little tap.
Good luck.
Tap, tap, tap-a-roo.